Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed. Wrapping up the month of April.
It was a long one.
It was.
But like in a good, this way, in a good way.
Yeah, like it was like a fun month.
Yeah.
You guys will finally get to stop hearing me talking about the wedding because I finally went. It happened. You would think it was my wedding if you just like listen to this
because I talk about it. I thought it was until like I realized I wasn't invited.
You weren't invited. My mom was wondering where you were though. Truthfully, she did ask. But it was amazing. I threw a baller bachelorette party. We were like on a big boat. We've clearly danced to the I'm on a boat song.
I want you to throw my bachelorette party.
I will. I will gladly throw it. It will be amazing because you're going to have to throw mine because all my friends live in Arkansas besides you.
True that.
It'll just be you and me going somewhere telling everybody it's
and
my bachelorette party.
We'll get lost,
party.
I'm sure.
Oh, it'll be great. There'll be nude men and drunken adventures for sure.
Perfect.
But it was really fun. The wedding was beautiful. She like did everything that
Sounds
you could
exhausting.
Ever imagine. It is. Like I realized from this wedding, like I would do it a million times over for her. She's my best friend and she's the craftiest person ever. But if I tried to do something like that, oh my God, we would like be showing up and there'd be like toilet paper for streamers.
I'd have like staples in my hands.
Yeah. You would be crying, just weeping the whole time and not for the right reasons.
No.
So yeah, I realized I'm just like gonna have to get married on an island or something. But while I was away in Arkansas, you were here at my house.
I was watching your animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, it was like an episode of like General Hospital here.
There was so much animal drama you had to deal with.
Well, I mean, like I like witnessed my first seizure.
Yeah.
Like the cat had a seizure, like foaming at
Nobody
the mouth.
Nobody worry. The cat is fine. This happens
oh,
to
I
this
know.
Cat.
And I like, I didn't know what to do. I panicked. I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm going to watch this cat like. Go to the next life right now. Like maybe
watching
it's on
it
its
leave.
Like hopefully it's on its third or fourth life and not its like ninth.
Oh God.
And then she was like, I'm sure it's just a hairball. And I was like, okay. Like and then she was
trying
like,
to believe that.
She was like
for
texting
your own
me, literally
yeah.
texting me videos of like cats like coughing up hairballs,
hilarious.
Which is disgusting, but not what was happening because this cat was like foaming at the mouth. Then I like came home and I like mentioned it to Corey and she's like, oh yeah, he's like used to have seizures. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, whatever.
Oh God. My dog freaked out on people too. Like I feel Hannah, shout out to you, girl. Love you.
Yeah, he's fine now.
Yeah. I mean he's fine with you.
Yeah,
you're like
he is
his
fine.
Soulmate in life.
It was nice to sleep with someone for the first time in like 4 years.
Yeah, like a warm body next to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel that.
Yeah. A tiny warm body.
A tiny warm body to keep you company at night.
What else? Oh, I finally saw Fleetwood Mac. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I could sit and watch Stevie Nicks all day long.
It was so funny because while you were at that concert, I was like on with my friend Katie. We were like on the dock at the lake house, like setting up for the bachelorette party and we were like drinking beers. And I was like, how appropriate that like I'm sitting on a dock in the middle of the country and Connor's like getting his hippie on.
Watching Stevie Nicks like dance around. I could watch her dance around the tambourine.
Was she good?
She was amazing.
She was
like even when she wasn't singing, you just wanted to watch her the whole time because like she just like flailing around and like she's like has just like layers of clothes and like at one point
was
she wore like a top
central?
Hat. I was the youngest person there.
You were?
Yeah, Hannah and I were the youngest people there. It was the whole experience was so funny because, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. I don't even know if I told you this, that we like got there, like got a drink, then like got to our seats, like found them. We were like, okay, now let's go like get two drinks each so that we don't have to get up again because we weren't sitting
Smart
on the
thinking.
Aisle. So we like get up and then there are people like sitting on our seats and I was like, oh my God. And I had seen them like looking at us before and they I didn't want to say anything to Hannah, but they looked like they maybe didn't speak English. And I was like, oh, God, these motherfuckers.
It's gonna be
these people are, like,
yeah.
sitting in our seats. And we, like, walk over. And I, like, we each have two drinks in our hands. I'm like, we think you're in our seats. Like, but I couldn't, like, look at my ticket because I had to try to put my drink on the floor. Put
oh,
out.
God, this is all too much
I
for
read
me.
The ticket wrong. They were not our seats.
Like,
oh. And we were just like, ah. We looked like these, like, drunk assholes. And Hannah just goes, oh, sorry, we forgot. We're in the front row. And we're like, thank God she said that.
Oh,
like,
my
our
God.
Seats did end up being better, so it was okay.
Good. Yeah.
But Henry's like loving it.
Literally, Henry just jumped up on the couch and it's like in Connor's face.
Hello.
It's hilarious.
So that was that. But yeah, it was a good, fun month.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I feel like we have so much to talk about. For one thing, Connor and I were away from each other for like 10 days, which I feel like we haven't stopped talking since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
And the celebrities were giving it to us.
On fire. There's so much to talk about.
It's about to be a rapid fire. Would always be no-
there's so much going on in pop culture right now. I think we need to do like rapid fire. Who's popping? Who's not?
Who knew that April was going to give it to us like it did?
Like, so shocking. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, the biggest shock of the month, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my God.
Shonda Rhimes. She better be locked up, hiding in her house right now. Security. Her Twitter has been pretty silent.
In case you're like living on a rock and you haven't heard, she killed off Derek Shepherd, who is the male lead of the show for the past 10 years.
Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy.
McDreamy. The whole show is like based on him and Meredith Grey's relationship. And after she freaking kills off this girl's family, after her mom dies, her dad dies, her sister kills in a plane crash, there's a shooting at the hospital. The list goes on.
Like, he survived being shot in the chest. He survived
a plane crash. And now what killed him?
Negligence of other doctors. Being hit by a semi. But after he, like, saved somebody else in a car accident in front of him, then he got in his own car accident because he was reaching for his phone. Do not text and drive, people.
No texting and driving. I feel like maybe that's, like, Shonda Rhimes' new, like, big thing she's trying to promote. But she has –
the only thing that I do have to say to defend her is she's always said the show is not about a boy. It's about a woman.
Coming back from the worst life ever given to a human being ever. Yeah, I think we're going to
go back to Dark and Twisty Meredith.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if they don't bring back Christina or something –
just to, like, say hi and, like, comfort her.
I could go on and talk about this for literally hours. And people are
freaking – the internet is freaking out. Change.org. Someone started a petition to bring him back on the show. 26,000 signatures.
That's absurd. Like, it's absurd. We could keep talking about this, but literally we have so much rapid fire to talk about. Next topic, Brandy, Full House, having a comeback. Oh, yeah.
So many comebacks from the 90s.
Yeah.
So we've got Brandy's starring on Broadway as Roxy Hart, I think starting like this week or something like that. But
yeah,
I'm suddenly obsessed with like all these videos she's been posting just of
herself.
This
is the thing that I feel like is really bringing her back, is like her weird like viral campaign of herself. I don't know exactly what you would call it.
She's like in the bathroom like singing Roxy Hart, but like with all these runs. I wish I could do it, but like I won't. Hashtag Broadway.
Hashtag I love you Broadway or something like that.
And she just got cast in a new BET show opposite Kelly Rowland. So
really?
Yes.
Kelly Rowland too. Random. I like to see that one coming back like full force.
And then Full House announced they're coming back as Fuller House.
But I can't.
On Netflix.
But okay, so I'm kind of confused because John Stamos is producing it, I guess. But it's like a story about DJ and
he's just
going to
be
Kimmy
guest starring on the show because he has a new show on Fox that he just did the pilot for next totally different show, which looks like it's going to get picked up. And so he's just going to be guest starring, and the first episode is going to be like a reunion episode.
Got it.
And they're trying to get everybody in. And I watched on Access Hollywood, Lori Loughlin was talking, who played his wife on the show, was talking about how the offer is out, but she has not signed the pen.
I'm sure. What are these people doing? Lori Loughlin, what are you doing right now? She was on 90210 there for a minute. That is done. But she literally has nothing else.
Basically, she alleged that she wants to be paid equally to everybody else on the show.
Okay, well, you're going to have to pay a lot of money to get the Olsen twins back, I feel like.
And they're also kind of tweeting, saying, like, we don't know what, and then no one approached us. And then John Stamos literally tweeted, I call bullshit.
I mean, I just love it. I love that, like, 90s drama is coming back because Brandy, go back to her for a second, like, Moesha was my
show
growing up. Well, I didn't have cable growing up, so I had the UPN, and UPN had Moesha on it, and I used to watch it every single day after school.
She's my favorite version of Cinderella ever.
Oh, my God, her and Whitney. R.I.P. Whit. So good. R.I.P. But, yeah, so I'm just excited all these shows, like, childhood nostalgia. Yeah. You know, I'm probably still in a bit of a middle life crisis or quarter life crisis, I guess I should say. So I'm glad to feel nostalgia. I love it.
Biggest topic though that we have to talk about.
Ooh, now this one we probably should have made the whole episode about.
The Bruce Jenner sit down. Okay, I was very skeptical.
I was too.
I like
because
wasn't even gonna watch, and then I was like, you know what, I don't have anything else going on Friday night, and apparently 17.1 million other people also didn't have anything else going on
especially
on Friday
you
night.
Because you are not like, you don't watch the Kardashians at all. Like you're kind
I
of
used
against
to.
It. But like I love that show. I watch it all the time and I realize it's gross. It's like a dirty little
but
secret.
But they're smart. They know what they're doing. They know what roles they're playing. Like you can't fault them for that.
But because of that, I was a little skeptical being like, is this just like more of the like hoopla?
And he's not, I thought he wasn't going to say anything.
You didn't.
I thought like it was going to be just this, you know, and then, but see, we're on West Coast, so the East Coast started tweeting about it. So I already knew he said he was going to come out and be a woman. So I was like, all right, I want to see this. And I thought, it's very well done.
It was very,
very
well
educational.
So educational.
Very good for the trans community. Yeah.
It was wonderful. I mean, and like so like heartbreaking too, and like you really learned about what his life was like, all the flashback, not flashbacks, but like showing the pictures of him growing up and yeah. like and when he was in the Olympics, and like how when he watches that video, it's like he sees like a confused, sad person. It was like so amazing. And then you could amazing. See
it like, in his eyes. It was yeah. crazy. I wasn't a huge fan of Diane Sawyer. Well, and people yeah. are really saying that like they're applauding her. And obviously she was a producer of the show. She came up with a lot of the questions.
The actual
like,
2 hours was beautifully
very
done.
Well done. I just she was pushing certain things that I didn't understand. And she was confused the same way that a lot of other people would be confused. But when you're dealing with trans community, there's so many like politically incorrect questions you're not supposed to ask, and like, and she didn't. I mean, especially like when you go talking anatomically, like, yes. she didn't like push that, which some people do, and you're not. Really
I was
not
very glad
to.
That she didn't. But when you were talking about the educational part, which I think is really good for so much of America who has like, you know, even I've know some stuff, but not a lot. But like the stuff that she kind of was like getting on my nerves a little, she kept pushing the sex stuff, the
sexuality, like, and it's like he's gonna figure that he's figuring this all
well,
out.
And I feel like he gave a really good answer. Yeah. He explained it. They had doctors.
It came on
it.
The screen. It was like
we read it.
This is different. Sexuality is this. Like gender is this.
Yeah,
like,
it's
girl,
two
we
completely
got it.
Separate
and
things.
Like, but I don't get it. Like
yeah,
girl,
that was like
down.
Getting on my nerves.
Give me some Ann Curry. I really want to.
I know you and Ann Curry. That's a story for another day.
But what do you think about the possible e-docu-series?
Okay, so is this – I am trying to figure out, is it going to be a separate e-docu-series,
yes.
or are they just going to be showing it on
Kardashians? No, he's going to have his own 8-part docu-series starting at the end of July.
I mean, that definitely feels a little like Kris Jenner had a hand in like – I mean, I don't know if she did, but like,
yeah,
but also on the same end, it could be a really amazing educational thing.
I just – as someone put it, like, I don't know how much a docu-series on – E is gonna be like this was ABC.
They're
was
gonna
very
have
well
to
done.
Vary.
2020, you know, it's very serious.
But
like,
this could be E's chance to like do something because they are going to have to be very careful the way they do this. It can't have the cheesy music, the like, you know.
I mean, they're definitely groundbreaking with their new scripted series, The Royals. Like, it's some of the best written television.
Stop, because I haven't even told you, but I've literally watched every single episode of
the show. I watched the pilot the other day. My friend made me.
Connor, I've watched every episode.
It's out of control. I'm
it's
sorry.
Out
and
of control.
Docuseries on E. I just, some people think he's obsessed with the fame stuff. And I can kind of see that, like, at the certain point.
Yeah, I'm sure there is something in that. But regardless, him coming out the way that he did. So I guess we're still calling him a hint. That's what he said, like, in the interview, right?
Until, and every article I've read on the bottom, it says, like, disclaimer, like, until we know anything else, we still use his name, Bruce. And
yeah. Because, but he did say, which I was very interested in, and, like, we'll be interested to see how this plays out, that this will be the last time we see him as Bruce.
Yeah.
So I wonder how that will be, like, played out on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, how that will be played out. Like, in the, I hope that the paparazzi...
Is he on the Kardashians right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
But not as, like... But he's never been, like, a major player. It's like the girls will go visit him or something like that.
Because he's always been, like, the quote-unquote boring. But
yeah.
he said, like, I was the one who had
the
story the
real
the
story.
Time.
I was like, damn!
I loved that.
I know. But, yeah, I'll be interested to see how this plays out with the paparazzi. Like, if they're gonna calm down a bit because... Now it's like, will these magazines, hopefully magazines won't publish pictures that like are too invasive, but also I could see it on the flip side
they're
where
never gonna, it's
gonna they're
going to
go
worse,
crazy.
They're never going to stop. They don't care
sad.
At all.
That's sad.
They don't have respect. I mean, they were like getting, they're like, there are so many, they're his second wife, they showed them like bombarding her at the airport with questions. She actually answered a lot of the questions and stuff, but it's like the day after, like weren't even giving them space. Then,
yeah.
You
like
know?
Give it a moment. But it will be interesting to see how it like plays all out.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely very interesting and, you know, it's exciting that this is like being talked about and, you know, more in the public eye and stuff. I mean, I applaud him. I applaud.
Yeah.
I would never in my life thought I would say the words. I applaud you, Bruce Jenner.
Good for you, bro.
Good for you, bro.
Good.
From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy. Who says that murder's not an art? And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang? Foxy, Roxy, Hux.
so excited for May. I have all my weekends planned in May.
I know.
I think it's just because, like, summer's starting.
I'm so excited for the summer, and I'm just, like, I have to start requesting off at least a couple Saturdays because I have to go to the outdoor movies.
Ugh, I'm going to see Dazed and Confused Sunday.
So jealous.
Of Memorial Day weekend, so excited. But I also bought me and Corey tickets to see Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett at the Hollywood Bowl.
I know, you guys never would thought I would go to see Lady Gaga with him, but I'm back on the Lady Gaga train since the Oscars.
Yes.
And it's at the Hollywood Bowl. It's, like, outside. It's going to be so fun.
Corey's never been. It's my favorite venue. I have to at least see, like, two concerts outdoor for summer now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just, like, the thing I have now.
Absolutely.
So just so excited for, like, it to be just nice out. Not that it isn't. Nice
all the time
here,
in LA.
But go to the beach, like, just do things outside.
I just gotta, you know, as always, as we always say, we just gotta get our fitness and eating back on track for these bathing suits.
The weather is here.
We're
already in it. It's like 90 degrees today.
It really is. Gross.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything. Your arms are